Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Thank you for joining us on Friday in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. We had a fantastic time. It was a lot of fun. And really, truly enjoyed being there. Thank you for joining us. Big show for you today. I was on Fox News this morning at 10:50-ish with Mike Emanuel talking about Trump's visit to Philadelphia and also the upcoming debate. Now, basically, what I said about the visit is what I'll say right now, which is this. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it that he's going to some of these neighborhoods that by far, I mean, are dangerous and they are... I mean, there's a cop shot Saturday night, the very same area of Temple where Trump was going to be. And this cop is now clinging to his life, fighting to his life. This is North Philly he was in. You know, he wasn't down by the Liberty Bell. He wasn't down the tourist area. This is North Philly. And the demographics of that, a lot of black voters, a lot of Hispanic voters, but mostly black voters in that area. That's the majority. And first Republican to go to Temple and campaign. I'll tell you what the strategy is right now. The strategy is to just expose the fact that the Democrat Party is an elitist party that takes people for granted. They take their own voters for granted. And they don't like their own voters. Like, for example, for years, the Democrats pretended, and it was a pretend, to care about union workers. Ah, a bunch of BS, as they would send their jobs overseas and they would really push them out of business. I mean, if you were a coal miner, natural gas, they're still doing this stuff. They push you out of your job. And the other thing, too, is that the Democrats just took the black vote for granted year after year after year, took the Hispanic vote for granted year after year after year. And eventually people started turning around and going, what have you people done for me? What I've been voting for you for all these years. What have you done exactly? How have you helped? You haven't helped. You've hurt. Trump is tapping into the notion that people are fed up with the party just simply presuming that they're going to vote for them. And that's how the Democrats are acting right now. And you'll start to hear Democrat analysts out there who are turning around and saying, Trump can't win the black vote. Trump doesn't have to win the black vote. Donald Trump, all he has to do is just cut into that in such a degree that makes it impossible for Biden to win. And that's what he's going to do. The other question I got asked today was about the debate on Thursday. And here's what I'll tell you about the debate. Number one, I'm not so sure that, Well, first of all, it's going to happen, but I'm not so sure that the Democrats lowering expectations thing isn't a long con that they're playing. And here's what I mean by that. If they plan on swapping Joe Biden out, then all their prognostications come true in terms of if he does a terrible job, he's got to go, blah, blah, blah. If for some reason they decide to keep him in the race and he survives on stage for 90 minutes because he's pumped up with an IV full of Adderall and Red Bull and what's ever left of the cocaine that the dog did not sniff on the lawn of the White House. Well, then, you know, they could say, look, he did a great job. He survived. They lower in the bar so low that essentially Biden just has to not be dead. And then they can say, hey, we did better than expected. Look at this. Better than expected. Of course, when you say better than expected, you have to realize a couple things here. And that is this. For Joe Biden, this entire debate hinges on the fact that he's going to go after Trump for being a convicted felon and go after Trump for wanting to destroy democracy on January 6th. And that's it. And you're going to hear that. And every time you hear January 6th, take a shot. And every time you hear democracy, take a shot and abortion, too. And it's going to be very, very tired. And it's going to be the kind of thing where people say enough already because he's going to repeat himself so many times. He can't go on the debate stage Thursday night and talk about the economy, but Trump can. Trump can contrast. He can say how much better things were under him than they are under Joe Biden. Ah, but you see, now the Democrats are also worried about something else. And that is that they're going to watch this debate Thursday night. People are going to watch this debate Thursday night. And they're going to realize that the moderators are also against Trump. And then Trump is going to use that to his advantage. And of course, they're against Trump. How can they possibly be pro-Trump? I mean, these are people that have gone on the record in the past and have said things about him that are, in fact, incredibly biased. Here's one for you. This is CNN debate moderator Dana Bash. Yeah, this one, Matt? And who says, unfortunately for America, the Supreme Court decided to keep Trump on the ballot. Now, this is remarkable. This woman is moderating the debate Thursday night. And this is what she said. Take a listen.
Here's a question that I have, because it is, again, it seems like the Supreme Court is in a bubble. Or perhaps it's some of the justices are in a bubble and they're not dealing with, I mean, when they say, oh, Congress can do this, there are members of Congress, and we can go through the list, who are never going to do anything that would make life difficult for Donald Trump. So to think that the Congress is going to solve this, they barely can get a post office name these days.
It's true. I mean, yeah. And you can go down the list of Supreme Court decisions that kicked whatever issue over across the street over to Congress, yeah. Whether it is, Obamacare, which is something that the Democrats were very happy about when they did that, a little bit of a different kind of court. Voting rights, I think, is maybe the primary example right. of what you're saying before this. Look, unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be. They wanted Congress, the people who are closest to their constituents, to be able to make the rules of the laws.
The other thing, too, about these two is that they have a long history of saying crazy things, like Jake Tapper, who says Donald Trump has adopted Adolf Hitler's rhetoric. Again, he's the moderator for this. You know, some people have said, I mean, Congressman Jeff Van Drew was on the show Friday, and I posted the clip of that to Twitter and also to Instagram, and Van Drew said, listen, here's what's going to happen. All right. This debate's rigged. These moderators are against them. There's no audience. And it's really not a good situation for Trump. He's worried about this. And a lot of people have said the same thing. Like, why did the Trump campaign accept this? Why are you going into enemy territory to debate? I'm less worried about it than other people are. I really am. I'm not that worried. I'm just not. But just to show you what he's up against, just to show you, here's Jake Tapper. Cut number three.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States.
Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II. Open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
Here's the other thing that I mean, Hitler rhetoric. This is the debate moderator. He's going to moderate the debate Thursday night, and he's accusing Donald Trump of using Hitler's rhetoric. Now, Trump is not using Hitler's rhetoric. It's ridiculous. I mean, Hitler said a lot of things. He probably also said thank you at one point. He may have even said good morning at one point. I mean, I guess you could say it's all rhetoric. It's all Hitlerian rhetoric. It's ridiculous. But this is what I'm talking about. For 4 years, Trump was president, and he did not implement any of Hitler's policies. In 4 years, he had all this time to do it, and he never did. Journalists were not imprisoned. His enemies were not killed. He didn't stay in the White House. He didn't refuse to leave. He didn't become a dictator. He didn't take over the military. He didn't die in office. None of those things happened. Yet apparently now they're all going to happen in his second term. So like any good dictator, he loses, or at least is told he lost, and then leaves. How many dictators you know do that? And then has to fight and spend money to try to come back to be a dictator. If you're a dictator, you just be a dictator. On day one, you're a dictator. That's it. You don't go through your first term, get in the helicopter, go to the plane, fly the plane. You know, you're in the plane, you go home, and then go, ah, damn it. I am the worst dictator ever. I left. Now I got to fight. I got to raise all this money. I got to fight my fellow Republicans. I got to get the party's nomination. I got to win again. And then I can be a dictator. What dictator has that mindset? A guy had 4 years. 4 years to imprison journalists, shoot them, kill them, put them in Guantanamo Bay, torture them, waterboard them, whatever the left's fantasies are that he's going to do in his second term. Just order the military to start executing people he doesn't like, take The View off the air, imprison Joy Behar. Actually, it'd be interesting because if he did put journalists in Gitmo and he could do a live show of The View and then would torture all of them, but that would be a violation of the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution. So I don't think that would actually work. Why did he do any of these things in his first term? Oh, I know, because he's not actually a dictator. He's not actually any of those things. I think people are smart enough to figure that out. Like, it's one thing in 2016. In 2016, they were warning everybody, he's going to be Hitler. He's going to be the next dictator. He'll never leave. He'll do nuclear wars coming, all these things. And I think some people might have been genuinely afraid of that. I don't know, like five people maybe in the entire country. But now it's 2024, and they look back and they go, but he didn't do any of those things. In fact, the things he did are kind of the opposite of that. I mean, he had press conferences every 5 minutes. He couldn't really shut him up when it came to him talking to the press. We didn't have any war. He didn't launch any nuclear missiles. In fact, Russia didn't invade any countries when he was president. So, and then you know, they certify the election results for Joe Biden. So then he loses and he leaves. They go, well, but January 6th. Last time I checked, Trump didn't go into the Capitol. I mean, I know he tried to fight a Secret Service agent and take over the limousine and kick the guy out of the car and yell, get off my car, and then careen it over the Capitol building and drive it up the steps of the Capitol and run in and I don't know exactly what at that point. Strangle Mike Pence to death. I'm not quite sure where the fantasy goes, but it didn't happen. So I don't really know exactly, you know, I mean, if he was going to, I guess, kill his enemies, that would have been the day to do it, right? Just, you know, send in the National Guard, have them just start whacking people left and right. I don't know. I think the whole fear factor thing is just, it's about as old as calling somebody a racist. I really do. I think it's so old and so tired rhetoric wise. That's racist. Okay. That's homophobic. Yep, you bet. That's transphobic. Got it. Mm-hmm. And that's, he's Hitler. Oh, yeah, right. Hitler, too. Forgot. I think it's lost on people. I really do. You think you go to North Philly, where Trump was the other night in Temple, and you talk to these workers who are in the restaurant, and then they're talking about no tax on tips, and they're loving this. You think any of those guys in that room, in that cheesesteak shop, you think any of them think that this is Hitler? Honestly, you think any of them actually think that? Like, he's signing autographs, he's signing shoes, for Philly cops, his kid's dressed up like him, he signs a $20 bill. He signed a $20 bill for this kid. Little kid, dressed up as Donald Trump. He's all upset. Trump comes over to him and gets a $20 bill and signs it for him. So now Jack Smith is charging him with defacing currency, which I believe is a minimum of 3 years in prison. So wait for those charges to come down the line, probably later today. I'm sure there'll be a press conference around 5 o'clock. I just think people who are working there, the guys and gals who make a living off tips, I just don't think they're sitting there staring at the guy thinking, this is totally Hitler. This guy is definitely Hitler. Here's a little bit of Trump in Philadelphia at Temple University in Philly. Cut number. Let's do this. Cut number seven, Matt.
All right. I'll give you $500. You guys all split it up.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. Great things happen in Philadelphia. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, it sounds to me just like a rally right in 1933, doesn't it? It's so stupid. It's so stupid that they come up with this stuff. But when you have nothing, you have to try to come up with something. So there's two ways to motivate voters in an election. I've told you this before. The first one is to say, vote for me. I'll do great things for you. And the second is, don't vote for that guy because he'll do bad things for you. It's one or the other, really. I mean, you could say it's a combination of both, but not really. You know, Trump is running and saying, here's all the things I'm going to do. Biden is running and saying, here are all the things Trump's going to do. Really, what is Biden proposing for his second term? What are his big plans? He's not telling anybody because he's terrified of people finding out how extreme left he would be in a second term, even more so than he is now. So then you run on pushing people away from a candidate. If I can't get you to vote for me because you don't like my policies and you don't like me, and you don't think I'm a good candidate, I got to scare you away from the other guy so that you'll at least not vote for him. You'll hold your nose and vote for me. That's the strategy. I don't think it's going to work. I know it's not going to work. I know it's not going to work for a reason, because everything that they're throwing out there as an accusation, Trump didn't do, and he had the chance to do it. This is like, it's almost like you want to sit in the room with these people. I really don't, actually. I have no patience for it. I would lose my temper, and my Italian temper would come out. I couldn't stand being in a room with these idiots. But imagine that, though. You're in a room with them, and you say to them, can you stop? Can you please stop with this nonsense, pretending like this guy is Hitler? You had 4 years. He didn't do any of these things. Don't you think people see this? Like, last time I checked, Hitler didn't leave office and come back. You know, Mussolini didn't leave office, get on a train and go to wherever and say, you know, I feel like I want to come back. There's never been a dictator in history who voluntarily left office. They leave either because they're dead, or they leave because the public finally goes in there and, you know, hangs the guy or kills the guy or whatever. That's what happens. There's never been a dictator who retired, left, went to the beach, and then clawed his way back in office. It's an exhausting thing. And I'm thinking, if there's a guy working and he's frying up, you know, ribeye every day on the griddle, he's got the ribeye going, he's putting cheese on it and asking people if they want onions or, yeah, in the case of John Kerry, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. And he's thinking these things. He's not thinking to himself, hey, man, I might be electing the next leader of the Reich. He's thinking, I might be electing a guy who's not going to tax my tips. That's huge for working class people. This is where the Trump campaign is. The Trump campaign is focused on working class people and individuals who absolutely 100% have been neglected by the Democrat Party. Black people, brown people, yellow people, orange people, green people, all people have, except for people in the faculty lounge who, for the most part, happen to be white elitist leftists who have a lot of money, very comfortable jobs, job security. They have tenure. They don't have to worry about these things. And they're in a profession where they never have to worry about that profession going under because the government keeps subsidizing it. How many professors really sit around all day worried about losing their job if they've got tenure because the university is going to close up shop because they're not going to get enough customers? None. Zero. 0.0. None of them worry about that. So, but the guy who works at the cheesesteak shop, wherever, you know, in Philly, whatever place, they do worry about that stuff. But they worry about losing their job. They worry about the place closing up. They've been through it. They went through COVID. Now, last time I checked, universities did okay during COVID. It went remote. People still paid high, ridiculous amounts of tuition. I mean, there were some battles over tuition and things like that, but a lot of colleges got bailed out. They got money. They got bailed out during COVID. But a lot of businesses were forced down and they were shut down. And Trump's appealing to those businesses like he did in Philly. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today. We got some great guests coming up as well. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Jack Carr, the man himself, Navy SEAL Jack Carr, with his brand new book, Red Sky Morning. I am excited to have that night with you and Jack. Tomorrow we'll have a lot of fun. All right, 855-839-1210. Big story of the day, though, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He is the best at two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. Caroline Leavitt, the Trump national spokeswoman, gets kicked off CNN today because they didn't like what she had to say. Don't go away.
When you go on vacation, does it make sense to have someone else pack for you? Of course not. The same can be said for your retirement. Your 401k could be packed with things you don't know about or even need. If you're close to retirement but don't have a plan customized to your goals, that's kind of like taking a 30-year vacation with no idea what's in your suitcase. Seems like a stressful way to start what should be a relaxing time. Jim Cipriotti and the Retire Ready Financial Group can help you unpack your savings and build a plan to help reduce future taxes, along with a clearly defined income strategy. Call Jim at 610-894-7415 for your complimentary retirement game plan, or visit RetireReadyFG.com. That's 610-894-7415.
Investment advisory services offered through Retire Ready Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through James V. Cipriotti, Retire Ready Financial Group, LLC, NPN number 2083768.
Don't walk around with T-shirts and cover-ups at the pool or the beach this summer. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Locations close by or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Get slimmer without any shots. Call 855-5 NJ Diet to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days guaranteed. NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Did you know you can stream Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app? Just download the free Odyssey app and search for Fox News Radio to hear the voices you trust. Brian Kilmeade.
Why are we so scared of Iran thinking that we're at war with them?
Guy Benson.
Get the bleep out of here. It's disgusting.
Jimmy Failla.
Then this administration rolled into town with a checkbook.
Are all on the free Odyssey app. From the news and talk to keep you informed and up to date during election season, listen to Fox News Radio on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Have you questioned your doctor about symptoms like low energy, digestive issues, brain fog, joint pain, just not feeling right, just something is off, and you're only left settling for unanswered questions, or worse, being told it's just because you're getting older? You don't have to settle for unanswered questions any longer. With Younger Me MD's exclusive VIP membership program, aging doesn't have to make you feel older. Their proven three-step process and functional medicine approach helps you discover the underlying causes of your issues. As a member, you get access to high-level personalized treatment plans, as well as discounts on treatments and supplements. If you're ready to live the life you deserve, it's time to learn about Younger Me MD's VIP membership program. Call 445-266-4024. 445-266-4024. That's 445-266-4024. And schedule your consultation with Younger Me MD.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, on Talk Radio 1210 and the free Odyssey app.
Monday. Got ahead of myself. But tomorrow's Tuesday, and we have Jack Carr tomorrow, so that's great. I'm telling you right now, they're losing their freaking mind, the squad members. Jamal Bowman and AOC, these people are nuts. They are crazy. I am telling you right now, they are nuts. Loco, wacko, crazy. And I have some audio to play for you of that. But first, let me begin with what happened on CNN this morning with Caroline Levitt. So she's the Trump's national spokeswoman. And she was going on there and she was talking about the debate moderators. And they cut her off and they wouldn't let her. It was Cassie Hunt, who's the anchor. And cut number one.
5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I will have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay, now, as I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
Now, what is Caroline Levitt saying there that's so shocking and offensive to them? She's not going on about, well, you know, Jake Tapper gets drunk and beats his wife and cheats at poker. She's talking about things that Jake Tapper was saying. She's going on about how the moderators have had a years-long record of going after and attacking Donald Trump. But they don't want to hear that at CNN. They don't want to hear that. But we have the receipts, as they say. Here's a little montage of Jake Tapper and Dana Bash attacking Trump and also praising Joe Biden from our friends over at Newsbusters. Cut number two.
Now the Trump presidency is coming to an end. It has been a time where truth and fact were treated with disdain. It is a time of cruelty, an era of just plain meanness. For tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over.
There's a lot for
stop
President
it. Just
Biden
stop it right
tap.
There. Just right there alone should disqualify Jake Tapper. Right, just right there. The fact that he said that when the Trump presidency ended, for millions of Americans, our long national nightmare is over. That alone should have simply just been enough to disqualify this guy. I mean, look, let's stop pretending that there's an objectivity in journalism, because there isn't. These people are there to push an agenda. I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. I don't pretend. But people like George Stephanopoulos, and even now you've got the former White House snark secretary, Jen Psaki. She says she's a journalist now. There really are no objective journalists. Nobody's objective. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a bias. Everybody does. 100% of the people do. There's no one who's objective. So what you try to do is you try to find people that can at least either be capable of pushing all that aside, and then you try to get them in there, or you get people who are rabidly lefty. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. Get Rachel Maddow in there and get Hannity in there, you know, or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, get people who are absolute partisan and don't pretend, and let them moderate the debate. So at least we don't have to pretend like we're stupid. If you want to go big or go home, then do it. You'd have Maddow moderate and have me moderate. And the two of us can sit next to each other. It can't be Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes. They're never in the same room at the same time for obvious reasons. But I'll do it. I'll be the guy asking Biden the questions, and Maddow can ask Trump questions. And we can pretend, we can lose this whole idea that this debate is objective, nonpartisan, and journalistic. All right, we can just forget all that. Because I'll go in there with a battering ram against Biden, and she'll go in there with a battering ram against Trump. But how's it any different from Jake Tapper and Dana Bash? Jake Tapper just said, for millions of Americans, their long national nightmare is over. That's literally what I'm going to say when Biden loses. I'm going to say that. But I'm not pretending to be an objective journalist. I'm not pretending to be an unbiased journalist. I'm as opinionated as you get. I have an opinion on freaking everything. There's nothing I don't have an opinion on. Literally nothing. I have an opinion on everything, and I don't pretend like I don't have an opinion. I'm just making that point. But these guys, we have to act like idiots, like they really can be objective. Now, there are local moderators out there. If you wanted to do, you could pluck somebody from a local Philadelphia news station or somebody, and you know, they probably lean one way or the other, but at least that's not what they do every day. They don't go out there every day and attack Trump and defend Biden. They report on local issues. You know, they do their local newscasters. Why not pick two of them, two people you've never heard of? You know, some newscaster in Arizona and some newscaster in, I don't know, Michigan. Have them do it. And they don't have a track record of attacking anybody. Now, maybe they'll use it as their big night to launch their true partisan stripes and make national news. Yeah, possible. Or maybe they'll use it to really show everybody that it's possible to be objective and not go into this with an agenda of you want to destroy one of these two candidates. Do you actually want to give the American people a chance to hear what they have to say? And you're not looking to trap anybody because it furthers your career. Listen, in that case for them, they would probably do better in that sense. And there's a million partisan hacks out there. So, you know, if you pluck Bob from the local Phoenix station, Bob is the weather guy. But he's got, I mean, I'd have a guy like that ask questions. What are you going to do for me and my family? What are you going to do about taxes? What are you going to do about inflation? I mean, inevitably, he'll ask a climate change question because he's a weatherman. He has to do that. Weather person. But I don't know. Don't even get news people at all. Like, get a couple of people who work for a living and just sit there on the debate stage and ask questions. I put a construction worker, a cop, a guy who works at a restaurant, maybe a woman who's a stay-at-home mom. Get them to ask questions. What do we always have to go to journalists for anyway? Honestly, why? What makes them so special? It's like a movie critic. What do you know that I don't that gives you the ability to rate this movie and write a review? I saw the same thing you did. What gives you this advantage that I don't have? You want to actually do a really good debate? You just get regular people who work for a living, get three of them, four of them, sit them down and have them ask questions. And have these two, have the president and the future president respond to them. That'd be a good debate. Instead, we have to go, oh, but journalists are so exalted. Only they can ask questions because they have the ability to do research. And research what? What are you researching? Get a guy who's a guy that works with a jackhammer all day to sit there and go, what are you going to do for me? That's a question right there that the American people would actually like an answer to. Get a guy who works in the fossil fuel industry or natural gas to sit there and go, why are you coming for my job? Get a cop who says, why'd you side with the defund the police crowd? Then you get somebody who's up there going, hey, Trump, why don't you believe in climate change? He's got to make it fair. So, you know, get some lefty professor, you know, who believes in these things, and Trump can mock him for the fact that we haven't lost any beachfront property in all these years. And he had casinos in Atlantic City. And guess what? They're still there. They're not underwater. I got news for you. The Trump Taj Mahal, still on the boardwalk. Boardwalk's still there. It's true. The casino's not anymore. It's a Hard Rock now. But it's not underwater, is my point. So you could talk to Trump about that. But I'm just, why do we need journalists for? Even the New York Times wrote an article this morning talking about how, for the first time in decades, a TV station has unilateral control over every aspect of the debate. That's right. Yeah, every aspect of the debate they have control over. Every single aspect of it. I think it would be nice. I don't think Dana Bash and Jake Tapper have any clue what it's like to be an average person struggling in America. So I don't know why they get to ask all the questions. I would like to see regular people sit up on that stage because they don't have to pretend. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. I'll come back to that montage. We have a guest joining us in just a moment. Listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there at Emmons, they are fantastic. I love the work they do. And you will have protection and peace of mind for your home. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Biden really, totally, truly bombs this debate? That's the question, number one. Number two, what happens in the debate Thursday night? Does anyone watch the debate? I mean, it's June. A lot of people are on summer vacation. The point I made this morning on Fox News was, hey, it's June. I mean, I packed the kids for summer camp today. I don't have a ton of time. I don't think you have a ton of time. I don't think anybody has a ton of time. I don't think anybody has a ton of time to be able to just turn around and pay attention to political debates and all these other things. We're all busy with kids and summer camps and activities. And it's just not that easy and not that simple for everybody to drop it and start paying attention to politics. So I am curious why they decided to do this in June. I really am. David Urban is a pro, though. He knows Pennsylvania politics like anybody else who's out there. Former chief of staff to Arlen Specter and a prominent attorney. A CNN contributor himself, David Urban. You advised Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Rich. Thanks for having me on the show, buddy.
Appreciate
it.
Oh, no, my pleasure. You were You were crucial to Trump's victory in Pennsylvania in 2016. You were one of the guys in the room, no doubt. Can we do it again in 2024?
Yeah, you know, Rich, it's pretty interesting. I would say that, you know, this year feels a lot more like 16 than 20 did to me, right? You're traveling around Pennsylvania and travel on different states, Florida and other places. I get this real sense that people just had it, right? They just fed up. And they've had it, you know, in 20, people forget that, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. People were just, they were scared. They were tired. They were tired of a lot of tweets. They wanted to change in their lives, partially because of the pandemic. They were just kind of pissed off at the world. And Joe Biden ran as this guy who was, you know, kind of your nice uncle in the corner at Thanksgiving dinner, was going to come in and, you know, be this moderate guy who's going to unite Americans and bring everybody together. Then as soon as he got elected, he unzipped the costume and out jumped like the love child of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, right? Like this super progressive political figure who, you know, wasn't the Joe Biden that I knew when I used to ride the Acela back to Philly with my former boss, right? Like we used to sit together and chat with him, and he was a different guy. And it's unfortunate because kind of misled Americans. And I think this year the people just had enough. And I think, you know, given the state of the race today, I heard the lead in about the debate, but given the state of the race today, I think former President Trump will once again be president and once again will win Pennsylvania.
I agree with you. And I do think, David Urban, it definitely has the 2016 vibe to it. I felt when Trump was in Philly the other night, it felt very much like that. You know, he's going to populist again. He's talking to people, talking to working people. And this Democrat Party today has completely abandoned working people, I think. I mean, James Carville said it best. He said they are the party of the faculty lounge.
Yeah, he's exactly right. I mean, look, when John Fetterman starts getting pissed off at the party, right? I mean, incredible, right? Like, Fetterman looks more Republican than he does Democrat right now, right? I mean, it's the party of grievances. It's the party of just, you know, pearl-clutching, white wine swilling, you know, green energy loving, you know, kooks, right? I mean, I don't get it. And guess who doesn't get it? A lot of Pennsylvanians who work in the oil and gas industry don't get it, right? People who are trying to take their kids to summer camp and fill up their gas tank don't get it, right? People who are working four jobs to just make ends meet don't get it. And they're tired of hearing platitudes from a party that then doesn't deliver. Right. And so, you know, it's really interesting, Rich. I grew up in Beaver County, right, in the other part of the state, and spent a great deal of time traveling around the Commonwealth. But, you know, the people where I grew up and lived, they were, you know, Reagan Democrats, right? Those are now Reagan Democrats have become Trump Republicans. You know, they have shifted. They've gone. They're now part of the coalition that elected President Trump is very diverse. And, you know, it's comprised of a bunch of Democrats. It used to be Democrats. Now the Republicans, you know, they perhaps they've not switched their party registration, but their fealty is surely switched.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing I want to ask you too, David, I mean, you're graduate of West Point. You're in the 101st Airborne Division. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Rich.
How do you think people feel about America's standing in the world? And you know, Trump was on my show a couple weeks ago, and I said to him, I said, I think a lot of people right now are very worried about the state of the world, thinking that we're closer to World War III.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, again, right, Rich, like travel around the globe. Anytime you get, I'll get in a cab, and whether I'm in London or Paris, wherever I am, and people ask me, you know, you're from America, what do you think of that? And invariably, these people all like Trump. The foreigners all like Trump. The world is more secure. It's a more stable place. And they're kind of on the front lines in a lot of these places. Look, during the 4 years of the Trump presidency, the North Korean situation, right? Kim Jong-un was under control, right? He wasn't meeting with Vladimir Putin, who didn't invade Ukraine during the 4 years. Interestingly, you know, the initial entrance into Ukraine was done during the Obama administration. Nothing during the Trump administration. You know, the Democrats love to say Trump and Putin are this love fest, but during the 4 years of the Trump presidency, Putin didn't test Trump once, not once. And what happens as soon as Biden gets in, he rolls across the line, right? So the Iranians, right? The Iranians have been coddled and given billions of dollars by the Biden administration, right? And so what do you expect to see in the Middle East when they don't fear anybody? The disastrous withdrawal. I mean, Americans will never forget, as a military man, I know, and my friends and people who served in Afghanistan, you know, they'll never forget that scene of those C-5s rolling down the runway, the Afghan, our friends there, hanging on to the wheels as Biden abandoned the country and we left in disgrace. I mean, it is a debacle. His foreign policy is a debacle. We are not feared. We are not loved. We are a laughingstock around the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, Rich, you know, the one thing you know is don't F with Donald Trump, right? And world leaders know that, right? They know it.
Yeah, I mean, look, peace through strength is the only way to deter these people. That's just it. I mean, because nobody really is itching for another world war. And we got
like Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly, carry a big stick.
Yeah. How do we win Pennsylvania? So let's talk about Pennsylvania. I mean, you're an expert at winning statewide elections in this state. You're an expert at getting presidents elected. I keep hearing from people who call the show, and there's two things they bring up. Number one, they say that they're worried about election integrity and election security.
Yep.
Number two is they're worried that abortion is going to be such an issue with suburban women that there's no chance Trump can win. Can you address both of those for us?
Yeah, listen, I think that in the state of Pennsylvania, right, the second one first, in the state of Pennsylvania, the access to abortion law is 23 weeks, right? Abortion is not going anywhere in the state of Pennsylvania. No, nobody's, unless Josh Shapiro in the state house, decides otherwise, abortion is remaining at 23 weeks in the state of Pennsylvania. So for Jill Biden to come to Lancaster and Harrisburg, wherever she went yesterday, today, is kind of farcical. If I was a reporter, I'd ask the question, like, what are you campaigning here for? Laws never changing here. It's more, you know, liberal than most states in the United States. So quit trying to scare people. Quit using scare tactics, right, to try to make it seem like Donald Trump's the boogeyman here. He said at the Faith and Freedom convention this past week in Washington, he's not going to support a constitutional national ban on abortion, wouldn't support it. And so move on, people. He said states' rights issue. And just as 50 states have 50 different death penalties, 50 states can have 50 different laws on abortion. It's just, you know, that's just how it is. And a lot of people thought that the original court case was decided wrongly and it's a states' rights issue. And I think that's going to remain for quite some time. So I don't think it's dispositive. I think it's, you know, look, it is an issue that suburban women will come out and turn out and vote for, but there'll be just as many people turning out for Donald Trump. On the first part, on the election integrity, look, we need to win big. And part of winning big is voting early, voting by mail, right? Doing all those things that Democrats did and they've mastered, right, to kick our ass. You know, John Fetterman had almost 1.5 million votes banked against Mehmet Oz before the first debate. Right. So, Rich, if your listeners, I implore you. Right. I implore you. If you can't get to the polls, you're working. You got a kid to take care of, a sick parent. Right. There's something. Vote by mail. We got to do it. We got to bank those votes. Vote early. We want to make sure. Also, Rich, as you know, if you vote early, if we have a list, you know, the party gets a list of 100 people whose ballots have already been submitted, then we only have to go knock and drag the people who haven't voted. Right. So we reduce the universe of people we have to contact on election day to make sure they get out and vote. So, you know, those are the things I think, you know, we're not going to do anything to minimize the people who are single issue abortion voters. I dispute the fact that that's going to drive everybody to the polls and we're going to lose because of that. Listen, on the flip side of that, Rich, your listeners know this all too well. I just saw on I-95, I saw a tweet, 600 of quad runners and motorcycles rolling down 95, like in the Northeast, and causing havoc. I mean, there's lawlessness in our cities, right? I mean, just lawlessness. A few minutes after the president finished up at Temple, a police officer was shot up in North Philly, taken to Temple University Medical Center, right? It is beyond, you know, this isn't the city of Ed Randell. Krasner's blown the city apart. It's a shame. And so, way all those kitchen table issues, Rich, you're sitting around with your family, you're afraid about your financial security, you're afraid about your physical security. Those things are a lot more resonant with people, with voters, with everyday Americans than abortion rights and democracy, some fluffy issue about democracy. Somehow Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, which is laughable. I mean, Joe Biden, or America, Ryan, your listeners, Joe Biden said the FBI to us, right, to keep them from protesting at schools and showing up and asking tough questions about their kids' curriculum. Joe Biden, the Biden administration, is the one that silenced critique and dissent about the vaccine and about COVID, precluded, you know, big tech companies from allowing searches and things to come up, ivermectin and other things, right? I mean, this is a threat to democracy. I'd say tell them to look in the mirror.
Yeah. No question about it, David Urban, no doubt. Last thing I wanted to ask you, too, and I really, it's great to have you back on the show, and I hope you start coming on.
We're going to be back. Yeah, well, I want to be back. Have me on every week or so, buddy. I love it. I want to thank you for what you're doing for everybody, right? You keep everybody plugged in. You keep them energized. I know the president likes it. I know he loves you. Calling from the plane, we can. I know.
That was awesome when you did that. That was the best. When you. That was fantastic. Your buddy, Dave McCormick, our friend. I mean, you've known him a long time.
Yep.
Trump wins, he wins. He wins, Trump
absolutely.
Wins. And we can take the Senate back.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Bob Casey's not a bad guy. Just time to go. He hasn't done anything, right? He's a decent guy, but he doesn't do his job. You know, he famously ran the ad against Rick Santorum saying if Rick Santorum voted 98% of the time with George Bush, and so one of them wasn't needed, right? Well, hell, same holds true for Bob Casey. He's voted 98% of the time with Joe Biden, and I'd submit both of them aren't needed, right? Not one, but both. And hopefully on November 5th, we'll send them both packing.
All right, my friend, come back and see us soon. But actually, you know, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you one more thing. You are the chairman of a very interesting organization that works to make sure that military graves and
I was in the Trump administration. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a fantastic cause. That's an excellent cause,
yep.
And especially when you think about D-Day with the 80th anniversary. That's a great group.
It was one of the greatest honors of my life was to chair the American Battle Monuments Commission. President Trump appointed me and. You know, there's all the U.S. cemeteries overseas, right? So, you know, Americans never ask for anything after they, you know, in a war, except for enough space to bury their dead. And so we have tons of Americans buried in Europe and the Netherlands and France and places. And I would, you know, tell everybody if you get a chance, get an opportunity, at least get to Normandy because it's a cathedral of freedom. And it's just an amazing place to be and to stand and really pay respect to all those people that made our lives what they are today. Otherwise, you know, the world would be a completely different place if it weren't for people, you know, Dick Winters and Easy Company and the folks from Philly who battled their way across France and defeated the Germans. It's just an amazing, amazing place to visit. And the American Battle Monuments Commission does an incredible job to maintain those grave sites and those cemeteries so that, time will never forget. Over time, people won't forget what happened in those places, and the people who died there will never be forgotten.
Well said. Follow David on X at David J. Urban. Thanks, my friend. Best of luck. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, Rich, thanks. Okay, see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so we have a lot of other things to chat about, including what's happening with CNN and the debate. Plus, Snopes has corrected the record on a notorious Trump hoax 7 years later. I'll share the details of that with you as well. Charges filed against the thug who shot a Philadelphia police officer who's literally clinging to his life, an officer who was on the job for about 6.5 years. They announced charges against this guy. SWAT brought him in. But just a reminder of what a dangerous job it is to be a police officer. And, you know, we just got to keep this officer and his family in our prayers. Thank God we do things like the Bend to the Shore bike ride, the Children's Behind the Badge Foundation, because this family, this officer, and let's pray he survives. His family's going to need a lot of support going forward for forever, you know, forever. So it's not a matter of just writing a check and being done with it. It's going to be a lifelong struggle. But look, crime is a real issue and no question about it. The fact that the former and future president is in town and in the very same basically neighborhood. An officer gets shot in the head. It's a reminder of what Philadelphia has become. No question about it. All right. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. The question for you is, are they lowering expectations for Joe Biden? And if they are, what's the strategy? What's the game plan? 855-839-1210. Coming right back.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm
late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.